welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. All the podcasts are there. Make sure you go to the YouTube page. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. Everything is there. Look, the wait is over. Destiny is here. I want to get to my man, Mike, the Birdman Dive video game correspondent. He is here to join us. We're going to talk a lot about Destiny today. But first things first, we need to know about the character in Destiny. So, Mike, tell me a little bit about the guy in Destiny.
You are a guy tasked to protect the last city on Earth, known as the Tower, and basically you're going out there fighting these bad guys called the Hive while you're being led around by a robot ghost who's voiced by the guy from Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage.
Oh.
And it's basically the best way to describe Destiny, and I know I'm going to draw some heat from this, so Mike at thisweekingeek.net, if you want to give me some hell, this game is Borderlands mixed with Mass Effect with the shooting mechanics of Halo.
Oh, wow, wow. And this was made by the makers of Halo. Am I right?
Yeah, it was done by Bungie. Actually, this game was actually teased all the way back in Halo ODST, like 5 years before the game even came out. And I wish I could tell you, Sean, that this game was living up to the hype train. We should all jump on and have our tickets punched. Unfortunately, it's okay. I mean, that's the best thing I can say about it. And I feel like such an ass saying that, because Bungie has not made a bad game, or at least a truly bad one. And I'm not calling this game bad. No, far from it. I'm calling this game, it's okay.
Okay,
this
now,
game, to me, is a 7 out of 10 at best.
Now, I have to ask you this, because they did release a beta version of this game. Now, was there a major difference between the beta play and the actual final copy of the game?
It's pretty much the same thing. If you played the beta, you've played the full retail version, more or less. I mean, other than a few little twerks here and there. I mean, ultimately, there's a lot more to explore. PvP is pretty fun, and that's player versus player combat. You do that in this arena called the Crucible, and that's pretty fun. Basically, it's got your standard, like, hardpoint domination, your typical kill everything, like Slayer. It's Bungie. They know how to make a shooter. That's something they've definitely got right. Although, pro tip, want to survive in those modes? Keep jumping. Everybody's a bunny, evidently, in these games. Figure that one out.
Oh, my God. Now, I haven't opened up my copy yet, and you maybe not want to open up my copy.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, Sean. I mean, honestly, if you want to play a game very similar to this, and it takes itself a little less seriously, but it's just ridiculous amounts of fun, Borderlands 2, and there's actually a sequel to that coming out in like a few weeks.
Yeah,
I think.
A prequel sequel. That's the
yeah,
yeah, and I'm really looking forward to that one, because I'm a big fan of the Borderlands franchise, so I already pre-ordered mine. So.
I mean, Destiny and Borderlands, they share a lot, because what this game, it's basically a gear-based MMO, and that means when you kill certain bad guys, you might get a really cool piece of loot. I've been playing for the last 15 to 17 hours with this. I'm level 14. The game maxes out at level 20. You could, in theory, be max level if you grinded right within 48 hours easy.
Jeez.
That seems to me like a bit of a problem. Now, it's not to say there isn't a lot to do, because there is kind of neat social options. We can have people join you mid-mission. You could be doing the same mission and have people randomly join you. I actually had one really awesome boss battle yesterday. It's on a level 8 strike, so it's very early on in the game. It took us 40 minutes to take down a single tank.
Jeez.
Which was ridiculous. Hard and annoying, but fun. Like, this game, I don't know. Now, supposedly the lifespan for this game, they're talking they want to have a huge 10-year plan. I say, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's see if we make the 10-month mark first.
Yeah.
And see how things are going.
Yeah, I mean, because it had a lot of hype into it, and according to CNET, that it hit the $500 million mark as far as making money off this game, so they did make the money that they projected to make off this game. But you're not the first person, I mean, you're the first person on the air you know, publicly saying this to me, but I talked to people off the air that this game was kind of a letdown. And with me not opening the game, I'm like, oh, God, I'm like, I hope what I'm hearing is not true. And you're like the second person. So I'm like, oh, God, please don't let it be true. But, you know, I'm not going to I can't lose hope. I mean, I'm quite sure there are going to be other shooters out there. I'm a big fan of the online, the team death matches and domination. So when you
need to be playing Titanfall, then man, I'm still playing that game. That game came out in March. Every day, guaranteed at least 2 hours. And this was supposed to be the Titanfall killer and the COD killer, because I remember a lot of hype surrounding Destiny. They're like, this game is going to be the game to play in fall 2014. And I just don't think it's going to be the big seller that they're expecting it to be. I mean, and the fact that a lot of the content is going to be exclusive to PlayStation at least until fall 2015, that's kind of, it's a good thing and a bad thing, because PlayStation has a larger install base than Xbox. I think PS4 outsells PlayStation something like 3-1.
Yeah, I actually have a PS4, and at this point, I am a big fan of the PS4. A couple of things that I would, you know, personally, I would change with the PS4. But, you know, after being like, when you first open up this damn game, it's like you're so overwhelmed when you open up the PS4. It's like, I got so much stuff coming at me at one time. But once you sit there and you soak it all in, you do. It is a pretty cool console. And as far as the games, I am, as far as, you know, 1 to 10 being satisfied, I'm about a 7.5, high 8, you know, a low 8. I mean, so, like I said, I haven't opened up Destiny yet, so I'm really interested to see how it plays out on the PS4.
I'm really hoping that people do give this game more of a chance, because the one thing I will say about this world, Bungie, if they do anything right, they create a really interesting world. And in Destiny, like I said, it's hard to decipher what the story is because they don't beat you over the head with it. But you can go on the Bungie.net and you can get these artifacts, which basically explain more of the backstory to the game with you. So the world of Destiny is quite cool. The fact that you can explore Mars, Venus, Mercury at the end of the age of exploration, which is really interesting. So I'm hoping when the DLC comes out for this game, there are 2 planned DLC packs, at least as of right now. There'll probably be more down the road. So, Destiny, let's see if you can live up to your very namesake and fulfill your destiny.
Okay, great. We're talking with Mike Birdman, video game correspondent. I also geek it out with him every once in a while, and I got to ask you this. I don't know if you've seen this yet or not. They actually, it was photos that were leaked of the Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice, the Batmobile. I don't know if you've seen this yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It looks like it was ripped right out of Arkham Knight. That thing looks so cool. It's like the Tumbler in the 1989 Batmobile had this baby, and it just came out looking unrealistically friggin' awesome. It looks so cool. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I was pretty sad. I was satisfied with the Batmobile. I was, when I first saw it, I'm like, holy crap. I totally fell. I made it my screensaver on my computer at home. So I'm really excited for Dawn of Justice. I hope, I'm praying that it does justice, because I'm a big, you know, Batman fan. I'm a big Superman fan, and I just want it to be a really great movie.
I want a teaser trailer at Super Bowl. Give me that, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. This is just my prediction. I'm predicting that they're the same trailer they showed at Comic-Con in San Diego, that's going to be the same trailer they show for the Super Bowl. I mean, maybe they throw in a couple extra things, but I'll be satisfied with what they showed at Comic-Con, because what they showed at Comic-Con, I was satisfied with, and I my heart skipped a beat when I saw it. So I was really excited about it.
So. Yeah, same here. I've got my hype expectations. I'm looking forward to seeing Avengers Age of Ultron, seeing something come out come out for that. I want to see more about the Netflix Marvel series. I mean, Gotham premieres in like 2 weeks. It's a good time to be a geek.
Yeah, Gotham, I'm really excited with that. And also with Arrow and The Flash. So those two, especially The Flash, I'm really interested in that because this is going to be The Flash's second time around being on TV as a live TV show. Back in the, I want to say late 80s, early 90s, they gave it a crack. And, I mean, it was good for what it was back then. But I'm really interested to see how they, integrate The Flash with Arrow. And they did a good job with introducing The Flash. And I don't, spoiler alert for those of you that are still watching season one and season two of Arrow. But it's really cool to see how they integrate the origin of The Flash in Arrow. So I'm really excited to see The Flash.
I think the guy that played the original Flash is the new Flash's dad in the TV show. I think it's a cool cameo, but don't quote me on that, but I think I remember reading that somewhere.
Oh, man.
And Constantine. Oh, my God. That looks so cool.
Because, the movie, I was like, eh. But the TV show, I'm really interested to see how the TV show works out. Because when I saw the movie, I was like, okay, whatever. So, man, it's always good to talk to you. Mike Birdman died this week in geek.net. Make sure you check him out. He's a really cool dude. Video game correspondent. If you ever want to geek out with him, make sure you check him out on thisweekingeek.net. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Anytime, Sean, you want to catch me on Twitter, it's @BirdmanDodd.
All right, we got it. And we'll be back right after this.